Today, Marianne McPartland's piano jazz guest is Grammy-winning composer and pianist McCoy Tyner, perhaps best known for creating the lavish harmonies and percussive piano lines heard on some of John Coltrane's most famous recordings. He also has had a successful career as leader with his own trio. McCoy Tyner was Marianne McPartland's guest in 1983.
It's great to have you here, McCoy Tyner.
Yeah,
really,
it's my pleasure to be here, really.
It's a pleasure. And without further ado, I think it would be terrific to have you play a solo. And what's it going to be?
That's entitled The Greeting.
Okay. That's a lovely piece, McCoy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
And it's got so many kind of moods to it, and very warm chords.
Yeah, I just like to move around a little bit.
But that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like you're in B and then you're in an E.
Yeah, I try to move around a little bit, and it's a lot of fun. You know, the piano is just such a beautiful instrument. I love playing it, and you know, I always hope that I can always play better. You know, but. It's just so much. The instrument has so much to offer, you know. And we know from the history of the piano and the musicians that have played it, there's really been a lot of beautiful music played on piano.
You're such an interesting player, and of course, having, you know, been familiar with your playing for many years, it's interesting how you've changed and changed your style, and I guess people call it growing or something, but from the first days that I heard you with John Coltrane, there have been many changes in your style.
Yeah, I think probably that group really gave me an opportunity to grow, you know, and to find out where, you know, I needed to be as an artist. I think that's what I try to maintain in my group is the environment that's conducive to learning, you know, for the musicians that play with me. I think that's important.
Well, you've had a group together pretty much since you were with John Coltrane,
mm-hmm.
haven't you?
That's right, yeah. Well, yeah, I started recording when I was with John in 1962. That made my first record, you know. So I've been recording a long time, but I actually formed my group after I had...
That's where
John's.
I first saw you, you know, with John. Remember, I don't even know the name of that club, but it was in Indianapolis, and I was playing at the Embers, and on a night off.
Was it the Pink Poodle or Pink something?
Well, it was the Pink Poodle or something.
Big place, yeah, real large.
Yeah, very big place, yeah. And we came over there on the night off, and it was thrilling, because I don't remember what was played, but... I guess he used to play long tunes, didn't he?
Like
he
took
a whole set playing one or two tunes, but it was so exciting. And that was such a great group with you, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And it actually did affect me in a strange way. I went away and found myself playing differently.
Yeah, that group had that ability. It really influenced a lot of people, you know. And I think sometimes we weren't even aware of how much influence until after I left the group and, and listening to other musicians. And it's a while, you know, we did make our mark in the music world. And I feel very honored to have been part of that.
That was a fantastic group. But then it's funny, I have an album at home of yours. Now, I don't know if this was made before... or during that period. It's called Duke's Place, and you were, I guess, very young at the time, and It's just a cute picture on the front of the cover of you smiling, you know. And when was that made? Was that made before?
That was made. That was one of my first albums. I think I was about the third one or the second one.
Yeah?
Yeah. At
that
the time.
That was a nice album, all Duke Ellington tunes.
Yeah.
In fact, it'd be nice if you'd play one. Do you have any favorite Duke Ellington?
Well, now I've been playing Prelude to a Kiss. I've been playing that. Yeah.
Oh, that's one of my all-time favorites. Will you do that?
I'll try. Thank you.
Okay. You know, listening to you play, I'm wondering if Earl Hines was one of your influences.
Hines was something. I had a chance to meet and talk to Earl Hines at length one time, and he really has done so much for the advancement of jazz piano. I mean, you know, like I say, he's one of the daddies of piano.
Yeah, I guess so. But certain things that you did reminded, I mean, not a copy or anything, but certain things you did, I wondered if he was one of your early influences, because I read somewhere that your influences were Tatum, I guess.
Well, yeah, well, Art, you know, I had a chance to hear Tatum when I was, you know, very young. I wasn't aware exactly how great he was until after I got older. But I was very fortunate to have had that opportunity. So I think what it is that we get those influences sometimes through other people. You know,
yeah.
It just continues like that, you
yeah.
know. And sometimes it's direct and sometimes it's indirect, you know. But I really didn't get a chance to really be familiar with Earl until later.
Something else I was thinking of. What was this band that you started out with, Calvin Massey? Were you just a kid then?
Yes, I was about 16, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, about 16. And Calvin had, he had some good people in that band. He had Albert Heath on drums, and Jimmy Garrison played bass. And then that's Clarence Sharp playing saxophone. And it was an interesting band, and we did quite a bit of work around Philadelphia. You
it's
know.
A good place to learn, I'll bet.
Yeah,
it?
The environment was really great.
Learn by doing.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. That's the way you do in this particular idiom of art, is we learn by doing. You know, it's really hard to institutionalize it. But
I know.
You know.
There are a lot of good people for Philadelphia.
Yes.
You know, I'd love to see if I can learn by doing. Playing a little something with you.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do something together?
Sure. Why?
You want to start this one out?
A-Train.
Yeah.
I'll let you play the melody.
All right.
Thank you.
that's a kick. You know, McCoy, I would really love to hear you play one of John Coltrane's pieces, since you were with him for quite a while. And, you know, you choose one.
Yeah, well, I'd like to do one of his earlier compositions, and this is entitled Lazy Bird.
Oh, that's a great one. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Lazy Bird. Well, that's a kind of a standard, John Coltrane standard, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's one of his earlier tunes.
You know, I'd like to do something totally off the top of our heads, like to just improvise a piece.
That'd be lovely. You want to try something
just
like that?
Make up a mood.
Sure, that'd be
Let's
great.
Let's try something.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.